Yo, it's your boy JTG, and you are listening to WNS Podcast. Chill.
You are now listening to the official Wrestling News Source Podcast. For all of your wrestling information, go to WrestlingNewsSource.com or find us on Facebook by searching WrestlingNewsSource.com or WNS Podcast. You can also follow us on YouTube, Twitter, iTunes, Stitcher, Spotify, Amazon Music, and more. Now, here are your hosts, Daniel Herron and Tyler Hebert.
That's right, what's up everyone? I am Daniel Herron.
I'm Tyler Hebert.
And we welcome you to episode 548 of the official podcast for WrestlingNewsSource.com. For your information, go to WrestlingNewsSource.com. Check us out on Facebook, WrestlingNewsSource.com. You can find us on Facebook, join this podcast on YouTube, join this video, and on iTunes by searching Wrestling News Source Podcast.
We're on Amazon Music and Spotify. Just search Wrestling News Source Podcast.
There you go. So welcome to the show. Episode 548. Got plenty to talk about. Going to talk about WWE, some AEW, a little bit of Hot Topics and more. All that good stuff. So before we get into that, Tyler, how you doing?
Sweaty.
It is, man.
It's sweaty balls out there.
Summer is here. And I know we talked about this on the last episode, about how hot and humid it is. Now it's even more offensive.
Oh, like, yeah.
It just beats you down.
Slaps you in the face. Yeah. I'm hoping that we do not get a hurricane.
Very warm.
Yeah. I'm ready to get past hurricane season. What? Mm-hmm. That's October?
I think the beginning of November is when it starts. Like November 1st, I think. Let me double check on that. But, yeah.
I mean, each place around the U.S. has their own problems, which is tornadoes, hurricanes.
November 30th. So December is when it officially
earthquakes.
Ends.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
Are you by a volcano?
Could be. How's, what is it? Old Smoky? Or no. Shit. What's the national monument? Or forest. Oh, come on, don't look at me like that. You know what it is.
Yellowstone?
Yeah.
Yeah.
What is it, Old Faithful?
Yeah. I want to say okay. So. I could be wrong. I don't know my shit.
Isn't that one due for an explosion soon? Then they say, like, if that one goes off, we're all dead.
That's a volcano, or is that a geyser?
I think it's a geyser with a volcano underneath.
How does that work?
I don't know.
That can't be real. Is that a thing?
That's probably not.
I don't think that's real.
I'm probably wrong.
I'm just talking out my butt. I have no clue. That can't be real. I think it's a geyser, though. I don't think that's a volcano.
Hmm. I don't know.
If it sprays, run the other way.
I don't think you have time to react if it sprays. You just got to hope that you're not in the area when it goes.
It's scalding hot water.
Yeah.
You become Two-Face.
It boils to the surface.
You become Two-Face.
Yeah. Only if it hits you on half of your face. Yeah. The other half, it'll be fine. But the one half that gets boiled alive.
Oh, yeah, you get, you know, have some bad skin damage. And
you just apply a little aloe and you'll be fine.
Then after that, you carry a coin.
Yeah.
And you're pissed off at the world. And like, you know what? You pissed me off. Either I'm going to let you slide or I'm going to fucking kill you.
Wow.
That's Two-Face. That's not me.
Yeah. That he doesn't represent us.
Yes. Yeah. I do not agree with Two-Face.
Which to you is the definitive Two-Face?
What do you mean?
Like, of all the Two-Faces.
Which one I like the most?
Yeah. Who do you like the most? There's the Dark Knight. There's
Tommy Lee Jones.
Tommy Lee Jones.
I only know two.
Well, they have the animated video games.
Probably the animated. Cause
comic
I'm,
versions.
Probably the animated. The Batman animated series.
Yeah.
And I like the Dark Knight one, too.
With the blue face. Wasn't it blue?
I don't think so. Yes. Right?
Yeah, and that was always bizarre.
Yeah. I mean, but I grew up with the animated series, so.
Yeah. Yeah, he had a blue face.
Yep. Harvey Dent.
I believe in Harvey Dent. Tommy Lee Jones and Batman Forever.
Yeah.
Man. That was something else.
Good times, right?
Like, I want to say that I heard an interview where he said he hated that part.
Really?
But he absolutely, like, went all out in it.
Yeah, he did.
Because, I mean, he was next to Jim Carrey. And I think it was he found Jim Carrey to be annoying.
Oh, God.
Or something along that.
I can imagine.
Yeah.
I mean, so Jim Carrey's going to be goofy.
Mm-hmm. Jim Carrey was like top tier Jim Carrey in Batman Forever.
Wrestling. This is definitely wrestling.
We are wrestling.
We're wrestling
because we talk about, you know,
there is a crossover between comic book stuff and wrestling.
Bonesaw is ready.
There you go.
Yeah, just like that. Boom. Comics and wrestling. We're right back into it.
Mm-hmm.
Also, a good crossover between wrestling and comics, Nightmare Pro Wrestling. If you haven't checked it out, John David Guerra, go to nightmareprowrestling.com. I don't know if it's still active yet.
I don't know either.
I know he hadn't put out an episode in a while. He kind of took a hiatus, but go and order his previous stuff. Check it out. Really good. Highly endorsed by us.
I still have his original trade comic book.
I got mine right over there somewhere.
Hell yeah.
Somewhere around there. And he signed them too, which is cool. So, let's get into some WWE news, shall we? Is that cool?
Yeah.
Is that all right with you?
That's fine with me.
Okay. Is there anywhere in particular you want to start?
No, I mean, the only thing that comes to my mind right now, like I sent you the video of NXT where they showed Cody and NXT talking to Sean Spears. And then here comes
Sean Spears.
And then Egan.
Egan
Page.
Egon.
All Ethan Egan. God damn it.
All Egan.
All Ego Ethan Page.
Egan.
And Alexis King.
Yeah.
Talking about.
Wasn't there one more?
No.
Okay.
They're going to win the Battle Royal, so they become the champion or whatever. And Cody's like,
you guys seem to be in a good place.
Yeah.
While he's holding the WWE Championship. Hey, you enjoying my scraps, bitch?
Mainly that was a shot at, hey, you're in a better place.
Yeah.
Than AEW.
We'll see.
Yep.
We'll see how they're treated in the years to come.
Yeah, no, I mean, I don't know too much. They're doing too much with Sean Spears, and then they're going to eventually have to be brought up to the main roster, unless Sean Spears stays in NXT. I would think Lexus King and Ethan Page will be brought to the main roster at some point.
Yeah. See, I haven't watched NXT in quite some time. I think when they rebranded to 2.0 watercolors.
That, what's it called? Pissed off a lot of people.
Mm-hmm.
Because that was the point of, hey, Triple H, you lost in the ratings to NXT.
Mm-hmm.
And then he had that cardiac arrest stuff. So Vince took over for a while and like, oh, we're going to rebrand, do this shit and stuff. And
that's where the downfall began.
Yeah. And they got rid of 2.0.
Yeah. Because they got rid of Vince.
Yeah.
But
it's still basically 2.0. It's still basically 2.0.
Yeah. From what you've seen. Yeah. Hasn't changed that much. Because everyone's saying... I mean,
it has changed.
Because the comments that I've been reading are like, yeah, this is as close to the original like black and gold NXT, like when it was in its heyday.
Oh, are you talking about like the first class when they had Seth Rollins and Big E?
No, I mean like when it was like when the NXT takeovers were like must watch kind of things.
I don't know, man.
Not sure you can agree yet.
I don't feel that way from the things I've watched, because you had a lot of like... kick-ass indie guys, you know, with like some of like they're building new people in there. Now there's a lot of new people, and they're building them up. A lot of people from the I don't know where the hell most of these people came from. I don't know if it's part of that whole college program. Mm-hmm. Like, you're a college athlete and you're gonna become a wrestler. There's a lot of people I have no clue who the fuck they are.
Yeah.
And they
I love how
seem
you censored
that
yourself
great.
Right there.
So, yeah.
That's nice.
And like, I'm like, I don't get it. I mean, I want them to succeed.
Mm-hmm.
I will say that, you know, there's some people that.
No, man, you're an AEW mark. You want everyone to
wrestlers
fail.
That are doing pretty well. Like, oh my gosh, who's the NXT champion that came from Booker T's? Shorter girl, I forgot her name.
Roxy.
Roxanne.
Yeah.
She's doing pretty well.
She's doing very well.
Very well.
She even told CM Punk off.
Yeah, yeah. Hypocrite.
Yeah.
Hey, he is a hypocrite. Tell him to get out of here.
Little bitch.
That's what she needs to call him. You little bitch. You gonna let that little girl punk you out?
Hell yeah, man.
You're a bitch, punk.
Real glass. Cry me a river. I wonder if he had a problem with the Ricochet send-off.
Was it Dave Meltzer saying that he did? Talk about that and like, you gotta be careful with that because we don't want to lose our contract with certain brands of cars when they get like vehicles to drive and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Same
Whatever,
thing.
Whatever, man.
Yep.
But no, I mean, I think it's better than 2.0 for sure, but I don't think it's...
Not up to that level, no. At least yet.
Dude, you had so much, like...
There was a lot of star power on NXT.
Indie power, like, wrestlers. It was, like, shocking to have certain people in NXT at different points of time. Samoa Joe, Kevin Owens, Sami Zayn,
Adam Cole,
Shinsuke Nakamura.
The whole Undisputed.
Undisputed Era. Dude, there's so many that came in. I'm like, this is nuts. I don't get that feeling now.
Yeah.
I mean, you're building up people. I mean,
yeah, and that takes time.
Yeah,
maybe one day they'll be back to that level.
I mean, people are behind Trick, and that's good. I don't know who else that's super exciting. A lot of people like Gallus.
Mm.
That team. I don't know, man. People like Wesley. Wesley is good. There's probably a lot of people I'm missing.
Yeah,
you know, but. From what I've seen, I don't think that match with Trick Williams and Ethan Page was that great.
Really?
I'm excited for Ethan Page to be in NXT.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how they're going to do stuff with him when he gets to the main roster. Hopefully it'll be good.
Yeah. How long do you think Ethan Page will be in NXT before he goes up to the main roster?
Year and a half.
Yeah. Because, I mean, you just got this guy signed. And you're already dropping him out.
Oh yeah,
to the champ.
Well, he wasn't gonna come in and win the belt. Off
Why
of Trick.
Not?
I mean,
what Trick better is, way?
Ethan is more established than Trick.
Yeah,
and Trick did not need to lose the belt to Ethan coming in.
Yeah.
So, you want to build Trick up more? Trick ass hoe. Trick
wow.
ass bitch.
Wow.
Sorry, I'm not calling him the...
Sounds like it.
It just throws me off because what Trick means. So
yeah.
It's just like, oh my gosh. Like, you really like whoop that Trick. I'm like, stop it. Stop it. Just stop. I mean, I get the like the hype and stuff. I was like, do you know what Trick means?
Kind of like the whole yeet movement.
Yeah.
Like, that means
like,
to throw. Like,
we're playing into that.
You throw it.
Yeah.
That's what yeeting is.
Yeah.
You throw something. Yeet. This bitch empty. Yeet. but yeah, I find it funny that, you know, Ethan Page lost his debut match and then you have Cody Rhodes walk in, championship belt in hand. Hey, things are going pretty great for me. Looks like it's going good for y'all. It's like, yep, I'm back here and losing. That's great. Things are going well. So, you know, they had the TNA crossover with Jordynne Grace. There's rumors that there could be more, coming down the pike.
I think it'd be pretty cool if AJ Styles showed up in TNA.
And AJ Styles has said that he would love to work with them again and kind of do that. A lot of people are wondering if we're going to see Joe Hendry.
Oh.
And because they do have that Battle Royal coming up, the 25-man Battle Royal in NXT. And it has been confirmed that Matt Hardy will be taking place in it.
Really?
Yeah. So he'll be back on WWE programming.
He's playing the field right now.
Yeah.
Matt Hardy. It's awesome. See, he'll probably end up in signing a contract with WWE. Him and Jeff do like one last run or whatever.
Nostalgia act one last time. Get the Hall of Fame.
It was
bud.
Sad how well Jeff they didn't really do shit with Jeff in AEW, but Matt they tried different
well,
things.
Well, you couldn't because he was injured.
Yep.
Or he'd be in legal trouble.
Yeah.
Like how many matches did Jeff Hardy really have in AEW?
At least two.
At least two. in a 2-year time. Well, he had at least two of them.
I know it's probably more than two, but I'm just saying at least two.
Yeah.
Just to get a base.
It's
got to
be at least 12.
At least 12.
Just to get a base.
Just to get a base.
I don't know. I'm curious about that. So he has a career record of 17 wins, 17 losses, Jeff Hardy, in AEW. So he was batting 500. 0-4 in singles matches this year. 1-0 in a trios match. So, and it looks like he will be a free agent. And I've got it in the hot topic. Spoiler incoming, folks. Spoiler. Be aware of spoilers. Jeff Hardy will be competing at the TNA tapings later this weekend in Chicago. So spoilers.
I mean, well, Matt
spoilers.
Is in TNA doing TNA stuff.
Yeah. Because he has, I believe Jeff is now officially a free agent. I think.
So, I believe. If Matt's doing that Battle Royal, is he doing it as Broken?
We'll see. Probably. Because, I mean, that's...
he's doing that in TNA.
Yeah.
Dude, I follow him on... It's really cool to, like, follow him on Instagram and Facebook because he's always going to cons.
Yeah.
He's always taking pictures and talking to fans and stuff like that. And... Dude's, he's always shown past clips, like his collection of action figures. He collects all of his action figures. It's really cool.
That sounds not cocky. Arrogant at all.
It sounds, no, it sounds cocky, but it's not. I mean,
it does sound cool. Kind of cocky.
I don't think it sounds that cocky. It's like, yeah. I said cocky.
Whoa, you cocky cock.
I mean, if you try your best, like, hey, man, you made this. Can you give me one? Like, I want all of my toys.
I just want one of your figures. Another limited edition, but just give me one, man.
Yeah.
You don't know me. Give me one.
He's been, dude.
I'll go away.
I would love to have enough money to, like, have, like, a personal gym.
Yeah.
Like, he has his own personal gym. He's always doing cardio and stuff. And, like, I mean, he's getting up. I mean, what, he's in late 50s, getting in the 60s?
Matt Hardy?
Matt, mid 50s. I say mid. Mid 50s, late 50s?
He's 49.
Oh, fuck. I'm sorry.
You
I was way off.
Rude.
My bad. I'm sorry, Matt. If
Damn.
You listen to this, then I don't think you will. But I'm sorry. I
Damn.
Love you. I mean,
everyone who's listening to this episode, please tag Matt Hardy, at Matt Hardy Brand, on any social sites. Let him know that, Tyler, don't call me Bear A. Bear, this son of a bitch.
You know, I actually like...
Called
I
him
like...
old and put him in his late 50s and 60s.
That was bad. That's more of Sting.
Yeah.
Sting.
Yeah.
I was thinking mid to late 50s for sure. But he's about to be in his early 50s. Holy shit, talking mushrooms.
Now, the singer Sting.
How old is the singer Sting?
He's 72.
And how old is the wrestler Sting?
65.
How old is Stang?
Stang.
How old is Heath? How old is Heath?
That's a good question. Let's see. 40.
Stang is 40.
Stang.
Is that Stang?
I thought Sturgis was bad.
I want to rewatch it. I still have that.
Yeah? We need to rewatch that.
Talking Shop Mania?
Yeah.
I have both of them.
We might
Good
have to
shit.
Watch it. Yeah.
It's funny as hell. Still holds up.
Does it?
It does.
Does it, though? I don't know about that.
Still holds up.
I don't think it holds up.
It does. It does.
I have my doubts.
It does. You don't know what you're talking about.
Saying I'm full of shit. You're full of shit.
But no, I mean, I wonder if they're going to have some crossovers. Dude, if Joe Hendry's in it, that'd be awesome. Have the theme.
All you have to do is say his name.
I told you that Grace sings it.
Yes. Your daughter.
I believe in Joe Hendry. He showed up in the portal for the New York... And was it Ireland?
Oh, yeah.
Someone made it where he showed up in the portal.
That's awesome.
They revealed the portal. They have a picture of him. They're like, say his name. And I was like, oh, shit, he's in the portal.
Joe Hendry, what are you doing there?
Damn.
You know that portal only lasted like 3 days? You know why it closed down?
Because all the stupid stuff people were doing.
Because the lady flashed her boobs.
Oh, really? I didn't know it was that.
Yeah, it was shut down after that.
We can't have good shit because people want to do stupid-ass stuff.
I mean, what's wrong with international boobs? Like, come on.
I just saw tits from around the world.
God bless America. Where you can come to America and show your body to people from around the world. Is this not the land of the free? What the fuck?
This is the land of opportunity.
Land of opportunity.
Opportunity to see some tits.
Damn.
Just got off track there.
Yeah. Oh, there was apparently a lady at a hockey game that went famous for doing that as well. And apparently she had to, like, shut down all of her social media.
They're going to find you.
People found her.
Oh, yeah. People, they dig, man.
It's insane.
I wonder how many people from TNA is going to be in that Battle Royal. Then also, at some point...
I would think at least 5.
What's the least amount? because it's man, I don't know who they would put in there.
I actually just saw a video this morning. Did I send it to you on Instagram? The chop?
Oh, the drop. What about the drop kick?
No, Okay, so that was a different one. So I sent it to some of my coworkers with Shane Taylor, giving that chop to Hook. And we were all talking, like, what's the lowest amount you do it? And it was like, here's a...
Watch this. It's probably a chop here.
And so we were talking about, like, what's the lowest amount it would take for you to get a chop like that from Shane Taylor? I said $500. I mean, you know, it's one chop.
Yeah.
And, you know, I'm taller than him, so I feel like gravity's on my side. So I feel like that would be...
I'll do one better. I'll do 600.
That's not. You're supposed to go cheaper.
Oh,
no, to try and like
I want
one
more
up
money.
Me.
I want more money.
Oh, okay. Well, one of my old coworkers, he said he needs $2 million for one chop. I'm like, dude, you're being a wuss right
yeah,
now.
Yeah, we took chops.
We took one from Tugboat.
Yeah,
and that's a mountain of a man.
Yeah,
that's a big guy. So you know, what would it take to get a chop from Mayberry? You said 600.
600 from. From Shane?
Yeah.
Yeah, 600.
Would you do five?
550.
How about five?
Nope.
How about 450?
Nope.
$450? You couldn't use $450
yes,
right now?
I could use that, but I'm trying to get some money out of this.
And you're getting money. You're getting $450.
I need 600.
$600 for one chop?
Yep.
For one chop.
You're going to hurt my titty.
We're talking, like, let's be realistic.
Okay, I would take 400. Whatever. All right,
If Ric Flair came up and said, "Woo, Mayberry, I want to give you a chop."
I'm like, okay, old man.
For free?
No.
If he's like, all right, fine, I'll give you $50.
Dude, at this stage with Ric Flair, I would take 200 from Ric Flair.
All right, let's go Ric Flair in his prime. Prime Flair.
$4 or $5?
No, okay,
$4 or $5.
You said $4 or $5
for
making it happen. We'll get in contact.
100.
I'll call Gilbert. We'll make it happen. $4 or $5.
$4 or $500.
Tell you what, we'll be fair. We'll meet in the middle. $4.50. We're going to make this shit happen. Be on the lookout for Tyler to get chopped by Prime Ric Flair.
There's no way Prime Ric Flair can do that shit.
Sure you can. All you need is a little woo energy drink, and you
yeah,
can make
you,
that
honey.
Happen. That's right. Even that fat one.
Mirror, mirror on the wall. Who's the fairest of them all? Why, it's you, Nature Boy, not that pissant Jay Lethal.
Tell you what, get off Space Mountain, get that ghetto booty in the ring, because I'm going to kick it.
You know what Chelsea told me?
Oh, man. I love that clip so much. And now my wife loves that clip, too. And
it's so iconic.
And we quote it regularly now. Oh, man.
TNA did not know what they were getting themselves into.
That was something else.
What am I watching?
Oh, it's a little fidget spinner here. There you go. In more WWE news, Natalya's contract talks have continued.
She's going to stay with WWE.
You think so?
Unless AEW can, I don't know.
I feel it's better if you hold it on the ends, on that end.
I like this.
Yeah, and then spin it that
Whoa,
way. There you
cool.
go. Yeah.
Dreidel, fidget spinner. Dreidel.
Not quite. Made out of metal. It's a fidget spinner. Where'd my other one go? Oh, there it is. Yeah.
Oh,
snap. So, I know you like that, don't you?
I do.
Yeah, look at it. It's so shiny.
Okay, I gotta stop. There you go.
All right. There you go.
Oh, my God. What does this one do?
So, I don't know. I feel like wherever Natalya is going to go, she won't be a top star.
Oh, my God.
No offense to her.
Yeah.
She'll be a good hand to have, whichever locker room she ends up in.
Let's face it. I don't know the percentage of when AEW gets new people.
20%.
They put them to, like, super good use.
15%. Maybe 5%.
Because,
all right, 3%.
Tony doesn't use a lot of people well, I feel like.
Yes. Well, and it goes back, the problem that we have is we have a very full roster. We have a huge roster, and only so many hours of programming to get them all. Like, heck, I'll scroll down to the women's division since I have it pulled up right now.
This is unlimited. Five,
yeah. 5, 10, 15, 20, 25, 30, 35, 36, 37 ladies on the AEW roster, and we're getting one match a Dynamite with two of those ladies.
I don't know about ROH.
Although, I don't know if Taya... Is Taya still part of AEW?
Yeah, she does ROH.
Okay.
With Johnny.
Yeah. And it's crazy, because, like, you look at them, and for the most part, a lot of them are being used, or they're injured at the moment. You know, I'm not sure where Abaddon is. I'm guessing they are on Ring of Honor.
No clue.
Anna Jay, I think, is hurt. Athena is the ROH Women's Champion. Dr. Britt Baker. DMD is MIA. Deonna Purrazzo is being used. Diamante, maybe being used. Emi Sakura, maybe being used. Harley Cameron of the Outcast, kind of
being... She comes out every time with, what's her face? Yeah. Serena. Yeah. Serena, whatever. Serena, damn it.
Hikaru Shida. Haven't really seen her, although the last time I think she was seen in Ring of Honor. Jamie Hayter, where's she been? Still injured. Julia Hart, I think, injured. Kira Hogan, she's 0-2 for the year.
God.
Chris Statlander being in a top storyline right now. Yep. Layla Gray hasn't had a match this year. Layla Hirsch, 0-3 this year. Madison Rain, I think, is more of a trainer.
Yeah.
Mariah May, obviously a top draw with Marina Shafir, 0-0 this year.
Oh, God.
Mercedes Martinez. They've got her listed, but I didn't know she was signed with AEW.
Yeah, I remember she did sign a while back.
Mercedes Moné, obviously, she's 3-0, is champion. They got Mother Wayne on their roster. Yeah. She's not going to wrestle.
No, but she's still probably signed a contract
to be part of the she's part of the group, but she's not like a wrestler. Like, put her in manager position or something.
Get paid to not wrestle.
Nyla Rose has had one match. Penelope Ford, 0 matches this year. Queen Aminata, 1-7. Rebel, again, with Britt Baker gone. Red Velvet not being used. So it's like, you know, a good chunk of their roster is being used, but a lot of it is also not
like
hardly being utilized at all.
I said last week, I am so happy and I hope it still continues to rocket this person into success, but I'm so happy that Chris Jericho picked Brian Keith to be part of that group, because if not, you're going to be thrown into ROH and you'll be used, and sometimes you won't be used, and you're just going to be lost in that, because look at Andretti, look at Top Flight.
Mm-hmm.
Private Party is now doing stuff, I think, against the Learning Tree people.
Yeah. They're getting used. Hey.
But you have... I don't know. Look if I think he would have been thrown to the waste if Sugar Dunkerton stayed with AEW.
Who the hell is Sugar Dunkerton?
What was the Bananas guy that made was it Bananas?
Johnny Bananas?
No, who's the Hawaiian shirt guy that made him when Chris Jericho, he had his 15 minutes of fame?
Oh, I don't remember, because it's been 16 minutes or more.
I will look it up. Jericho made a name for him and it stuck or whatever.
Pineapple Pete.
Pineapple Pete. That's Sugar Dunkerton.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Good thing he didn't stay.
Yeah.
You would just not been doing anything.
Yep.
Look at Penelope Ford's. Kip Sabian.
Kip.
You know.
Yeah. I mean, there's plenty of guys on the men's roster of AEW who aren't really being utilized. I'm just gonna count them. We're not gonna go through them all, but. Let's see, 5, 10, 15, 20, 25, 30, 35, 40, 45, 50, 55, 60, 65, 70, 75, 80, 85, 90, 95, 100, 105, 110, 115, 120, 120 men on AEW's roster. But you would roster. Count
some of them minus because they have Sting on there. They have...
Yeah, I mean, they still have Luke Harper. They've got Sanjay Dutt on there. They've got -1 on there. So, like, yeah, there are a few that you can take out. Paul White, you know. But, like, still 120 members of the men's roster.
It's sad. I feel differently about AEW than when it started, I felt different, and it sucks.
Yeah. Like, it feels less elite to be in All Elite Wrestling.
It does.
Because it was like, because it was supposed to be like the top of the top, you know, wrestlers, while building up some other wrestlers as well. But I feel like, God, they have so many people now.
I feel like in a sense at times they both do stuff that's annoying both companies. I feel like WWE's gone up a little bit and AEW's gone down.
Yeah. Yeah, that's fair. And it's true. You know, AEW really needs to find someone who can help them invest in storyline building.
Well, they did hire a former wrestler who was he was in Chikara. And
I saw that. Stuff,
but he has a good mind, and he was part of was it TNA or he got released? He was part of the oh my god, dude, do storylines and stuff. R.D. Evans.
Yeah, and didn't we see him wrestle once?
Oh my gosh, I don't know.
I feel like it was when we were like in New Orleans.
I really don't remember.
Yeah, I feel like it was, or maybe some. I feel like I've seen him.
He has the brain for all this stuff.
Yeah, or maybe it was like I saw him on TV once or something. I don't know, but I feel like I saw him.
I don't know, man.
Who was that guy? Was he the one who had like the undefeated streak in Ring of Honor when we were there in New Orleans? Who was that?
I don't know. Who had an undefeated streak?
Remember, like, they were, like, every time he'd come out, like, his numbers would go up, like, 12 or 13 or something like that?
No, I don't remember that at all. He's going to look it up.
I am. Who no had clue. That? Let's see, that was 2014.
No clue on that.
2014 Ring of Honor. Streak. It was.
Was it R.D. Evans?
It was R.D. Evans.
Oh my god, good memory, dude.
I was like, I know I've seen him somewhere, and I was like, I felt like I had seen him in person, and we did.
I forgot. I'm not gonna lie.
Following an intermission, R.D. Evans comes out, accompanied by his manservant Ramon, and began gloating over his win streak, which he claimed was now at 104-0. Evans then handed ring announcer Bobby Cruz an envelope, which would reveal his next opponent, revealing it was someone who was also undefeated. Cruz opened the envelope and read out his own name from the paper. Evans then rolled Cruz up with a schoolboy, while Ramon performed a three count to add another win to his streak. That was Global Wars 2014 in Canada. But yeah, okay. So I was right. Yay. I was like, I could have sworn. Like, because when I saw his face, I was like, I've seen him wrestle before, but I can't place where. Okay. Yeah. Cool. I honestly can't believe I pulled that out. Like, that's nuts.
I also feel like they need to get, oh my God, Scott D'Amore.
Yes, absolutely. And who was it? Will Ospreay has vouched for him as well, saying he would like for him to join the company. God, I hope that were to happen.
Dude, I like Tony, but man, I don't know. He needs help. He really does.
It's one thing to be running one show. It's another to be running four.
And also a football league.
And, yeah.
And, like, well, two different types of football leagues. Like,
yeah. NFL.
NFL and then over
Premier, I think.
Yeah. Like, dude, how do you sleep?
That is a good question. Like, I would really like to pick his brain for, like, an hour and just, like, sit down with him and be like, dude, how do you manage all of this?
Do you not burn out?
Right? Like, how do you not get burnt out? How do you not get overwhelmed? How do you stay focused on everything else you've got going on? Like, what are you on to make you like function right now? Yeah. Like, I couldn't do it. It's too much.
So many people, and like, it doesn't bother me because I know how this is how it is. It bothers so many people. He dances around questions and stuff like constantly.
Yeah. From one end, I can see where he's coming from because like he was asked a question about WWE or something like, or I think it was like Ricochet. You know, how would you feel about Ricochet coming to AEW? And he was like, you know, no offense, but I don't want to talk about people who are under contract with other companies. Like, I get that part because you don't want to appear like
he's saying he don't want to talk about it, but then there's sometimes he don't talk about it, and he goes, and then he puts a focus on a different match.
Yes.
He goes straight into it.
Yes. And there was even one question where he was asked recently, and he didn't answer it at all and just, like, completely talked about AEW. And it was just like, okay, but what about the question? He was like, all right, thanks, you know. Thanks, guys.
That's a little different than what he's been doing.
Yeah.
I mean, he's trying to learn because he's been burnt.
He has, yeah.
This whole And I get, because WWE's doing it too now, and it's a new thing that everyone wants the scrums and stuff like that. But, dude, you can get burnt by the media easily.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
But, I mean, it's also how you can control this scenario that you're in. So, he does an okay job of it. Like, he dances around and talks about, you know, hey, let's not focus on that. Let's focus on how great the night was and the gate and the attendees and, you know, everything was a great, wonderful night. And
remember how we first, like, we saw who he was, that he was going to be the owner of AEW, and we're like, who's this weird squirrely guy?
Not much has changed since that day. He is still...
Like I remember watching, and you're like, he looks weird.
Yeah. I mean, he still does. Yeah. For me, it's just the eyes. Yeah. He's just like... very open, wide-eyed, like, I'm trying to understand what you're saying.
I must have missed it. Like, he called out, like, as the best baseball or basketball player that said the great Frank or whatever.
Mm.
I don't know what the hell it was from. It's like, the best basketball player ever, the great Frank. And then he shouts something with a high pitch, and it sounds like
his voice
says,
cracks.
God has to take a poo-poo. That's what it sounded like to me.
Hmm.
I'm like, what the fuck did he just say?
I'll have to go back and watch that. Yeah, he gets very excited.
Yeah.
And, you know. It's one of those.
I know he's probably, like, tired. He has to be tired, but I know.
I wonder if
he is trying to run this more of his business, or if he's still that fan, if he still has that fan in him.
He's still a fan at heart, but he's also like, okay, we also got it. You know, and I think that's why he needs help. Like, hey, guys, you know, I'm a fan of this. You guys know the business. Like, Scott D'Amore, like, Artie Evans, you guys take over, you know. I can still veto, but you guys come up with the storylines, because that's a lot. You know, like we said, two football clubs and four shows. How long is Ring of Honor? Do you know? Is it 1 hour, 2 hours? I'll say 1 hour just to be safe.
Yeah.
1 hour of Ring of Honor, 2 hours of Collision, 1 hour of Rampage, and then 2 hours of Dynamite. That's 6 hours of programming a week.
Yeah. I don't want people to lose their job.
Plus having to build up to pay-per-views.
But I feel like you need to trim up.
You could definitely trim a little bit.
For sure.
Trim back a little bit. When you got 120...
He tried trimming, and I think he trimmed some wrong people, like, what's it called?
Well,
part of the workhorseman, that guy, because I don't know why he did, because he just broke his jaw. I don't know if that was a reason why. Other than that, he's an up-and-coming dude that...
Yeah.
Man, we thought... When the AEW first started, they're doing so well with up-and-coming people, and they made them, and they stopped doing that.
I made you, bitch.
Because you did that with Darby Allin, MJF, Britt Baker, Sammy, Jungle Boy.
Yeah.
And, you know, but now I feel like they don't do that much anymore. Chris Jericho's trying.
Chris is. People.
Chris is trying.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they don't have that next, and that was one of the things we talked about in the early days, is like you had the four pillars, and they were already starting to establish guys after that. Now it kind of seems like they're focusing on the top-tier talent of today and not really looking for the next group for tomorrow or next year. Like, what happens if Okada gets
injured?
You're
turning into WWE on that. Old WWE.
Yeah.
Or Vince WWE.
Yeah, because, you know, at the beginning, AEW was very young. And now it's kind of like, okay, they're still with the same guys, and still, you know, the top guys are still the top guys. And
Moxley can only do it for so long. The Young Bucks can only do it for so long. Danielson can only do it for so long.
Yep.
Like, come on, you know. Mm-hmm. MJF is carrying it because he's you know.
He's one of those.
He's not even in his prime yet.
Yeah.
You know, he's still a youngin.
Mm-hmm.
But who else are you going to, you know. Try to build up.
I mean, maybe Hook, if you can keep him, if he decides not to go to WWE.
Still not build him up that well.
Yeah.
I don't.
Well, you got him teaming up with Samoa Joe right now, and that's pretty good.
It's Joe,
Joe and Shibata. That makes a really dangerous trio.
Joe will put all of it into this to help Hook out, and hopefully they can keep Hook. I don't know who else. Hopefully Jericho can help with Brian Keith.
Yeah.
I know he's trying to build up Mr. Bill.
Mm-hmm.
Oh no. I mean, Big Bill, sorry. I'm going to be honest with you. I don't care for Big Bill.
Yeah.
Probably as a person. I mean, I care if it was a person, but the wrestler, I just don't. I'm not into it.
Yeah.
Morrissey, Big Bill, I don't know.
Whatever you want to call him.
Yeah. I mean, interested in Brian Keith.
Mm-hmm.
And hopefully they could do justice to that. But there's a lot of young guys. They just don't like.
Young guys.
You're going to ROH, you know.
You young guys.
I don't. Who's the ROH champion?
Right now?
Yeah.
Isn't it. Oh,
Mark Briscoe.
Yeah.
Mark Briscoe. Yeah. Forgot about that.
Yeah, it's Mark Briscoe.
So, you I don't guys. Know. They still have to learn.
Yes.
And I think, you know, I think Danielson, when he steps away a little bit more, he's going to still advise Tony.
For sure. Yeah, he'll still be there to help. He's not like leaving wrestling altogether.
He's still going to do wrestling. He's just not going to do as much.
He's going to go to part-time. Yeah. Part-time work.
I think Tony thinks the world of Danielson.
Absolutely. Well, yeah, I mean, Tony's come out and said, hey, if I were to die tomorrow, the company would basically go to Danielson. Like, yeah. He would be the one in charge of booking.
Danielson's the fucking man.
Yeah. I mean, he is a professional wrestler.
Like
so
I said, the best wrestler in the world.
Best in the world.
Yep.
Yeah, man, I'm hoping that AEW can kind of, I want to say, like, right the ship, I guess. Just figure it out, because it's better for everyone when there's competition, when healthy competition's going.
Dude, I agree with you.
Yeah.
I'm still shocked as hell that WWE and TNA won't have a relationship.
That's because still pretty mind-boggling.
AEW had a little relationship with TNA, but it wasn't that great. Don't get me wrong, the whole Kenny Omega getting all the belts.
Yeah.
And you had Kenny Omega showing up in TNA, but you didn't have any TNA superstars showing up in AEW.
Yeah. Yeah, that was definitely a weird partnership.
Weird partnership. It really was. I mean, it was cool as hell with Kenny Omega just dominating TNA people. Mm-hmm. I was like, that's so cool.
And you can't forget the amazing Tony and Tony vignettes.
Yes.
Where we got heel Tony Khan.
Yeah, showing up to, just talking bad about TNA and stuff. Which I was like, yeah, there you go.
That was pretty funny.
He's a heel, but he's saying all this stuff factually.
Yeah. Where's the lie? There is no lie. He's telling the truth. My boy TK spitting facts.
But it's still weird. You had a little crossover back in the day because Ric Flair was in TNA, right?
Woo!
Yeah, they had a book or someone was doing a book and then they had a hey, you have our guy, so can you spare this guy? And then Christian Cage showed up in TNA for one night.
Yeah. I remember that.
Back again. But I don't know. I don't know who's going to show up in the Battle Royal for NXT.
We'll find out next week.
Matt Hardy, do Joe Hendry.
I believe in Joe Hendry. You didn't clap.
You know, be funny.
You're not a fan.
You know, be funny because I know
you're
that
a great big phony.
Matt Cardona shows up in TNA every so often. He's like, hey,
yeah,
can I show up in this Battle Royal, but I could be Matt Cardona?
That'd be awesome. That'd be pretty funny.
Make
it happen.
I don't know if they're going to do Moose. I don't know who else they're going to show. Moose. You know someone else that they shouldn't put in there, but I think it would be hilarious. Cause who's this fucking freak? Put PCO in it.
Oh, God. That would be wild.
Oh my gosh. I don't know who else, but I think
how would he react to being in NXT?
The Frankenstein.
That guy is nuts. Former guest of the show.
Yeah, that's true. So what else?
Apparently WWE is getting set to air vignettes for Uncle Howdy's group pretty soon.
I don't know how to feel about this.
Yeah?
Because I feel like WWE didn't really do justice to Bray Wyatt. Every so often, it's like, hey, this is good, and they cut the legs out from underneath him.
Yeah.
And it's like,
Mm-hmm.
This is a different time period. This is just a Triple H's baby, not Vince's. So yeah. They can go forth with it.
I mean, if they can pull it off, cool. I'm hoping for the best, but preparing for the worst.
Yeah, for sure.
Like, I'm preparing for, like... Okay, obviously it won't be when Bray Wyatt made his debut and the fans were chanting Husky Harris, because now he's gone and there's a level of respect for it. So it's like people will be on board to accept whatever this group is.
Yeah.
However, you don't want it to get stale fast.
Yeah, for sure.
So if you're going to have them come in and just, like, wreck shop, you got to have it, like, Nexus style, where they just, like, fucked everyone, everything in their way, like, got destroyed.
I mean, they won't probably cross paths with, like, I don't know which roster they're going to be on. SmackDown? Raw? They shouldn't cross paths with the Bloodline.
Yeah.
I don't know who else you're going to beat up.
I don't know, but they're going to have to figure it all out, because...
Because, what, there's six? Five?
So, supposedly there's five. And, you know, Bray would have been the sixth, obviously. But, I don't know. Like, I just want it to work. I just want to be entertained, and I don't want them to somehow tarnish the legacy of Bray Wyatt, you know?
Yeah.
Like, that's probably my biggest concern. I don't want it to become something that the fans turn on, and they'd be like, oh, man, like, Bray would have hated this because now it's something the fans don't like. And that's all he wanted to do, was to create something that was entertaining to the fans.
Yeah.
So hopefully they know where they're going with this, and it won't be where, you know, like, what are their names? Caden Carter and something Chance.
Though, what about them?
Women's tag team.
Yeah.
Where they get called up, they get a title, they lose it, and now they're just in the shuffle. Like, I hope we get, like, Bloodline storytelling.
Because I don't really care about those girls, to be honest with you.
Yeah.
Like, their characters. I don't care about,
Well, the reason why we don't care about them is because they didn't build them.
Yeah. The Dawn and Alba Fire? Like, I don't care about them. Yeah. Like, there's ones that you just don't care. They put, like, Pretty Deadly.
Mm-hmm.
I know Pretty Deadly's doing stuff, too, but it's like
these characters. Are they, though?
Yes, I know.
Mostly no.
Yeah.
But, yeah, like, I want it to be a success.
Yeah.
I want the legacy of Bray Wyatt to, you know, still be valid and still be good and something that fans enjoy seeing and want to see. I hope the presentation is well. But we'll find out. We'll find out in time. That's all we can do, is just wait.
Yeah.
So Clash of the Castle is going to be taking place tomorrow.
Is CM Punk going to interfere?
That's what I'm thinking. That or, what's her face? Liv Morgan. I feel like Liv Morgan's going to try and help.
You know, it's funny. I like that segment they had. They're backstage, and they're like talking. They're all high fiving and stuff. It was Carlito,
yeah.
JD, Finn, and oh my gosh, Damian Priest.
Mm-hmm.
They're talking about something. If you watch Finn's hand, he took Liv Morgan's key card to her hotel room.
He wants to bang.
He wants to bang.
He's a married man. He wants to bang Liv Morgan.
So, oh, I mean, shit. I guess she's going to play games with the boys.
With the boys. Dirty and Mike,
then,
too.
And then Rhea's going to come back. You've been sleeping with my boys?
She's going to be pissed.
No one sleeps with my boys.
Oh my! No one touches mommy's children.
Yeah.
Oh God. Oh my God. Can we talk how, like, cringeworthy the segment is with Liv Morgan and Dominic, where she's why be with someone who makes you call her mommy when you should be with someone who calls you daddy? Like, why Dom of all people?
Yeah.
Like, I saw the meme coming back of Dolph Ziggler, where it's like, it should have been me. You know. Like, damn it.
Because when she first kissed him, it looked awkward. Like, he didn't.
Yeah. He's married.
Yeah.
Have you seen his wife?
No.
She's very attractive. So, like, he's got a very attractive wife. He's in a storyline where he's, like, attracted to Rhea Ripley. And now you've got Liv Morgan. Like,
what the fuck is going on?
What the fuck?
Sorry, babe. I'm a wrestler, but I'm also an actor, and I have to kiss these women.
I have to kiss Liv Morgan again.
We're just friends.
Pip, pip, pip. Gross. Yeah. Girls have cooties. Like, come on.
I only have eyes for you.
Only, yeah. When I kiss you, I mean it.
Yep. Yeah. When I kiss her, doesn't mean shit.
No, when I kiss you, I mean it.
You kiss me.
I kiss you. Happy Pride Month.
Get your tongue out of my mouth.
Yeah. So, man, the show just, yeah.
Derailed.
Clash of the Castle. We don't have to do like official predictions or anything. Feel free to chime in on who you think might win or something. But we got Bianca Belair and Jade Cargill versus Zoe Stark and Shayna Baszler and Alba Fire and Isla Dawn. Triple threat.
So the S is silent. Isla, is this Isla?
That's how I'm saying it.
Isla?
Sure, you can say it that way too.
Isla Dawn. I think the current champions are going to win, for sure.
Bianca and Jade.
Yeah, because I don't think they should lose right now.
Plus, they're not really doing anything with Jade right now, so got to make those titles important.
Money.
And neither of them got injured yet, so knock on wood for that. There you go.
That's fake wood.
You know what? It counts. All right, knock on that wood. How about that? Now knock on my wood. Oh. Anyways, Sami Zayn versus Chad Gable, Intercontinental Championship.
I don't know.
This one could be tricky.
Yep.
Tricky. It be to rock around, that's right, on time. It's tricky. I think they're going Chad Gable. And I think that... Damn it, what are their names? Tozawa and Otis.
You're going to turn?
And what's her name?
Maxine.
I think they're going to try and celebrate with him. He's going to push them aside, and he's going to bring out the Creed brothers. And be like, no, I'm done with you losers. Yep. Like, I only hang out with winners. And
see you later, losers.
Meet my next crew.
Give us a raise, loser.
Yeah. Speaking of... I saw a post. I don't know how accurate it was because I didn't double check, but I heard that they're bringing back regular show.
Really?
Yeah.
Nice.
I said that. I don't know the validity of it. And I also saw a video earlier today of an animated series for Married with Children.
I saw it too, but I didn't know how to take that, if that was real or not.
Well, supposedly, like, it has the main four actors in it.
Cool. They could continue it.
Yeah. They, like, move somewhere else or something. I started watching that show the other day on... it was on Disney Plus. I was like, man.
What?
Married with Children.
No.
Because it was on Fox. And so I was like, man. I was like, I wonder if, like, the jokes still hold up and, like, some of it's still really funny. So I'm about three or four episodes in. It's still really funny. Really good.
That's cool that it's on Disney Plus.
Yeah.
Everything's on Disney Plus.
Well, and also because they partner up with Hulu, so... All the Hulu stuff, so you have to watch it with commercials. So that kind of sucks. But
can we have It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia on Disney Plus?
Oh, you know what? Maybe. It might
Why
be
did
on
they
there.
Take, I feel like they take... Dude, did they take all their seasons off of Hulu? They only had the first season on It's Always Sunny.
Lame.
On Hulu. They don't have the other seasons. I'm like, where the fuck is it?
Well,
it's not on Netflix either.
Luckily, we have it.
We've got it on DVD. Only to a certain season, they stopped making the DVDs.
Yeah, which is bullshit.
We'll never get to see D-Day again.
Damn it! No, you can't on YouTube, but you have to watch it in parts. I just want to scream out, bird, bird, stupid bird.
Dude, I was focusing the whole time. You work like a charm.
Are we going to get the candy?
Yeah, you're going to get the candy.
Wow.
Get the candy.
Oh, good candy. Good candy. let's see. Bayley versus Piper Nevin, WWE Women's Championship.
Who?
Online. Yeah, good deal.
Dewdrop.
I think Bayley's winning it. Damian Priest versus Drew McIntyre, the World Heavyweight Champion.
Drew McIntyre's gonna get fucked.
Yeah, I think Damian Priest's gonna win this one
by CM Skunk.
And then AJ Styles versus Cody, I Quit match for the WWE Championship.
Like it's an I Quit, like I type out, or I Quit WWE.
I think they just have to say the words I Quit.
I Quit.
Yeah.
Cody Rhodes.
Okay. We'll see.
Boy's not going to drop his title now.
The Boys. Speaking of The Boys, season 4 is starting up this Sunday.
There's a final?
No, that'll be season 5. So season 5 will be the final season. Also, House of the Dragon starts up on Sunday. Season 2 should be crazy. Should be fun. My wife and I are on the final season of Succession. So I'm looking forward to that. And also, we have to watch Gen V because they said Gen V... The Boys spinoff show ties directly into season 4.
Really?
Yeah, so we'll have to watch that in order to know who everyone is that appears. So, looking forward to that. Have to catch up. which means I have to reactivate our Prime membership so that we can watch.
Prime. While drinking Prime.
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 Yeah. Not Logan Paul's bullshit.
Damn it.
Fuck that shit. We have an updated card for the Forbidden Door.
You can't go through it because it's forbidden.
It is forbidden. No, it just can't go to the door. We can talk about it, though. Zack Sabre Jr. versus Orange Cassidy. That should be highly entertaining.
That shit cray.
This one, the card isn't completely full yet. It's a TNT ladder match. Konosuke Takeshita versus Mark Briscoe versus Jack Perry versus TBD versus TBD versus TBD.
That's a lot of TBDs.
Yep. Mercedes Moné versus Stephanie. We'll just go with Stephanie. I don't know how to say her last name. I'm sorry. For the TBS and New Japan Strong Women's Championship. Apparently, we're going to see double champs there, so I'm sure Mercedes is going to win that. John Moxley versus Naito for the IWGP Championship. That should be good.
Yes.
And then Swerve Strickland versus Will Ospreay for the AEW Championship. That should be a banger as well. Really looking forward to that. Final bit of news that I have is Hot Topics. Tammy Sitch, remember her?
Yes.
She is facing wrongful death charges, and the trial is set to begin in October. So be on the lookout for more details of that. You can always go to WrestlingNewsSource.com for your news about that as the details come out. Damn. So
that's crazy.
It is crazy. You should go to jail. But we'll see. Anything else you got?
I'm trying to think. I don't think so.
All right. Well, that'll do it for this week's show. Pretty good show. A little
that
off
will
topic,
do, big.
Okay.
That will do.
You call me a fat?
No.
I'm bringing home that bacon, baby.
I'm hungry.
So for the... So that'll do it for this week. If you have any questions for us, make sure to leave it on our Facebook page, WS Podcast. Reach out to us on our socials. You know where to go by now. It's 548 episodes in. If you don't know where to find us by now, then you must be new, in which case, welcome. And sorry for the crazy show. For the podcast crew, I am Daniel Herron.
I'm Tyler Abear.
And we will catch you on the next one.
Bye.